For those who chose this day for a tour, their timing,
the 76th anniversary of the opening of U.S. Penitentiary Alcatraz,
was great. At his desk in the main cell block was 75-year-old Jim Albright, who still fits into his original uniform.
I stayed here till 63 when they closed, and I was the last guard out.
The National Park Service calls Albright and other former officers, inmates, and residents the alumni of Alcatraz, a group which grows smaller with every passing year. Park Ranger John Cantwell says Albright and others represent a living history.
The average age is probably 80 years or better. So little by little, we are losing some of that alumni.
Not just of the federal prison, but also when it was a military prison prior to 1934. 93-year-old Betty Lou Vickery says Alcatraz was pristine when she moved here in 1929 with her Army family. This is the first time she's returned since leaving at age 17.
I'm getting old now, and I just thought it would be nice.
Robert Lucas says he felt trepidation returning to Alcatraz on this anniversary.
Looks probably about the same.
The former prisoner has not set foot on the rock since 1959. He shared his story with fascinated tourists.
I'm not used to talking in front of people.
But talking is what the Park Service hopes these alumni will do.
The Park Service estimates there are fewer than 80 Alcatraz guards and inmates still alive.